China calls for class action lawsuits against America for the gun issue and the racial problem. By John Hayward on June 2, 2022. The Chinese Communist Party's all-out effort to gaslight the world into forgetting about its human rights abuses continued Wednesday with a bizarre state media editorial urging the entire world to sue the United States for supporting terrorism. China's state-run Global Times tried to stir up some trouble by exploiting arguments over gun control legislation, then grumbled about how President Joe Biden and the divided U.S. Congress quickly passed weapons supplies worth billions to Ukraine so it can resist the brutal invasion by China's ally Russia, even though American politicians cannot seem to agree on anything else. Democrats and Republicans have differences on domestic issues like gun control. They all serve the military-industrial complex and benefit in different ways, the House organ of the violently aggressive Chinese regime sneered. As usual, most of the Global Times screed was stitched together from tweets and bullet points the Chinese propagandists collected with quick internet searches. From gun control advocates blaming law-abiding gun owners for mass shootings to Biden muttering about white supremacy, a talking point Beijing never gets tired of quoting. The Global Times lamented that America's rambunctious democracy cannot disarm its citizens as efficiently as China's authoritarian tyranny, which is a feature rather than a bug to much of the American Republic, and a feature Beijing's victims might envy as they are marched into concentration camps by armed guards, or chained up in their houses by hazmat-suited pandemic goon squads. After some hand-wringing about how weapons shipped to Ukraine could eventually end up in the hands of criminals, a thought that never seems to trouble Beijing's good friends in Moscow when they are busy flooding the Third World with Russian guns and bombs, the Global Times got around to its idea of suing America for human rights abuses like the gun issue and the racial problem. Once again, the Chinese Communist Party turned to its favorite new propaganda instrument, UN Human Rights Commissioner Michelle Bachelet, who really needs to start speaking out against the genocidal regime in Beijing if she wants to dispel the impression she supports it. In response to a question on whether the Office of the High Commissioner will investigate the U.S. human rights violations, including racial problems and the gun control issue, UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet said that they have presented a report at the Human Rights Council on racial discrimination and problems of law enforcement in many countries, including the U.S. and Europe. Bachelet said that in order to stop racial discrimination, countries need to look at the history of slavery and dismantle all systematic discrimination, if they really want to ensure the rights of minorities. One can only imagine what would happen to the wobbling Chinese economy if the victims of Beijing's repression were able to file suit and recover damages. The Tibetans could probably bankrupt the Chinese Communist Party before the Uyghurs even got into the courtroom. The Hong Kong pro-democracy movement would bring up the rear with a battalion of lawyers. The Global Times was not worried about throwing stones in this particular glass house. There are many victims of U.S. hegemony around the globe, such as the people in Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, Libya, and Serbia. And the governments or civic groups or individuals of these countries have the right to sue the U.S. for war crimes with support from the international community and institutions like the International Court of Justice. But due to U.S. power and influence among the West and most international organizations, the lawsuits would be difficult, and even if they won, no one can impose the decisions on the U.S., said analysts. Among other things, the notion that only America gets to claim sovereign immunity as some kind of unique superpower privilege is laughable. And China would know, since it does not hesitate to take hostages when one of its mandarins gets into legal trouble.